What do you make of these hyper-American English podcast hosts? We've been using and listening to Google's Very Smart Notebook LM. It's very simple to drive, yet sophisticated in outcome as it digests and discusses the themes you give it. We wanted to use it here so we could show you how to use longish prompts which knit together in a convincing human way. The prelude you hear now is not from Google. As historians of podcasting, we're using it to shape our podcast about a podcast.
History of Podcasting project began in 2018 when producers Lance and Dean were inspired to construct an accurate historical timeline. They started collating evidence, artifacts, and firsthand testimony, generating the architecture of what is to become the definitive volume book and website, telling the story of podcasts dating from early 2000s to the present day. This year, they're taking part in podcasthon.org, an annual international podcaster event for charity and fundraising for HOPP.
So, with no further to do, take a listen to Notebook LM on podcasting. The prompting material is as follows. 1. Future Podcasting 2025 by Podcast Hawk. 2. A Better Lifeboat, Technology and Well-being by Dave Weiner. 4 excerpts, including bski.app and Mastodon Social. 3. Historyofpodcasting.com by Lance Anderson and Dean Whitbread. 4th. Podcasthon.org by Jeremy Manny and Eve Delnat. To download this in full, go to historyofpodcasting.com/podcasts on podcasts. And don't forget to donate. Thanks.
Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we are going to be talking about the world of podcasting.
Meta.
It is very meta, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're using this medium to discuss this medium.
Exactly.
And we have some really cool sources that we've collected.
Yes.
We've got some articles, some project descriptions, and even some looks back.
Yeah, some historical perspectives.
Yeah, into the history of podcasting.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so why don't we just jump right in?
Okay.
This first source, niche podcasting. Hyper-targeted content and dedicated communities.
Oh, yeah.
This one really stood out to me. You know, it seems like podcasters are really kind of, you know, moving away from this idea of trying to reach the biggest audience possible. And they're really starting to focus on, you know, very, very specific topics.
I think that makes a lot of sense in a space that's, you know, becoming increasingly crowded.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like the, you know, if you're familiar with the long tail theory of you know, marketing and content creation,
right.
You know, instead of trying to be everything to everyone, you can really cultivate a dedicated audience by focusing on something that you're passionate about and that a smaller group of people are also passionate about.
Yeah, and, you know, we see this in other forms of media too, right?
Absolutely.
The days of just, you know, the three major television networks.
Yeah.
You know, those are long gone.
Exactly. We've got, you know, hundreds of cable channels, streaming services, you name it. And it really allows for this kind of deep exploration of very specific things.
Yeah. And I think it's good news for the listener, too.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are really, you know, interested in, you know, 14th century, you know, Hungarian folk music.
Right.
I bet you there's a podcast out there for you.
I guarantee there is.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. You know, you can find your tribe. You can find people who share your very specific interest.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of, you know, finding your tribe and people who are, you know, kind of working towards the same goal. This next source was really interesting. Podcasting. Podcasting for Good, A Vision for the Future. This is really cool.
It's a very ambitious project.
Yeah.
You know, and it's heartwarming to see this kind of global effort of, you know, uniting podcasters to actually, you know, use their platform to try to make the world a better place.
Right.
You know, the source talks about how they've expanded into multiple languages already, and they're hoping to inspire millions of people.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, is this something that could actually work?
That's the big question, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a logistical challenge for sure to bring together, you know, all these different voices across languages and cultures and ensure that, you know, the messaging is cohesive and that it's actually reaching the intended audience and having the desired impact.
And even measuring that impact.
Yeah.
Right.
And measuring that impact. Exactly. That's a whole other challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's not be too cynical.
Right.
I think there's a lot of potential there. You know, if you think about the podcasts that are already out there,
right,
that are tackling, you know, important issues like, you know, mental health stigma or, you know, promoting literacy or, you know, empowering marginalized communities.
Yeah.
Imagine that amplified on a global scale. I mean, that could be really powerful.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very hopeful.
It is.
Yeah. Outlook on the future.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do have to kind of inject a dose of reality here.
Right.
This next source, podcasting in social media.
Yeah.
A shaky future.
Right.
This one kind of brought up some.
Yeah.
Some concerns about, you know, the financial side of podcasting.
I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, podcasting is a business for a lot of people, and it's subject to the same economic forces as any other industry.
Yeah. And, you know, we're recording this in early 2025.
Right.
And the, you know, the global economy is not doing so hot right now.
It's a little shaky.
Yeah. And so,
and that's going to have an impact on any industry that relies on advertising revenue or listener donations.
Right. And, you know, so many podcasts rely on you know, advertising or you know, Patreon or other forms of, you know, listener support.
And you can't discount the role of social media, you know, in podcasting success.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so much discovery happens through social media. Yeah. And if the algorithms change or if, you know, platforms decide to, you know, change their policies, that can have a huge impact on a podcast's reach.
Yeah. It really underscores the need for, you know, creators and even listeners to
absolutely diversify.
Right. Diversify. Yeah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Don't just rely on, you know, one platform for everything.
Spread it out. Yeah. So, you know, we've talked about the future. We've talked about some of the potential challenges and some of the, you know, the hope for the future.
Yeah.
But it's also really important to understand the history of podcasting.
Yeah.
And this, you know, it's a relatively young medium.
Yeah, very young.
But, you know, it's still important to, you know,
it is
understand where it came from.
Absolutely. And to document that history.
Yeah.
Before, you know, it gets lost or distorted.
Exactly. And that's where this next source comes in. The History of Podcasting Project, an accurate historical timeline.
That's such a valuable resource.
Yeah, they're really doing, you know, a service to podcasting.
They are.
And I think one of the things that they pointed out that I thought was really interesting was that, you know, podcasting history is being, you know, quote unquote, casually and regularly rewritten.
Well, it's true. It's like any kind of history, you know, over time, the narrative can shift and details can be forgotten or misinterpreted.
Yeah. It's almost as if people are trying to kind of, you know,
shape the narrative to fit their own agenda.
Yeah. Shape the narrative to fit their own perspectives or their own, you know,
exactly.
You know, whatever.
And that's why it's so important to have this kind of neutral, fact-based record.
Yeah.
You know, to preserve the true story of podcasting.
Yeah. And so, you know, what does all this mean for you, the listener?
Right. That's the big question.
You know, we've gone on this journey.
Yeah. We've explored all these different facets of podcasting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the big takeaway is that there's never been a better time.
I agree.
To be a podcast listener.
Yeah.
There is so much amazing content out there.
There really is.
And, you know, because of this, you know, this trend towards niche podcasting.
Right.
You can find, you know, podcasts on literally any topic.
Anything you can imagine.
That you are interested in.
And so, you know, I would encourage you to go out there and explore.
Explore. Find your niche.
Find your niche.
Yeah, support the creators who are you know, putting out content that you love.
And support the creators who are, you know, making a positive impact on the world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just be a more informed and engaged listener.
Be an active listener.
Yeah. You know, think critically about what you're hearing.
Don't just passively consume.
Yeah. Don't just passively consume.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you're doing all this, thinking about, you know, the vast world of podcasting and all the different, you know, facets of it.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
That's a good question.
Yeah. But
I mean, I think everyone who listens to podcasts has probably thought about it at some point.
Right. Because you're already engaging with the medium so deeply.
Right.
And if you were to start your own podcast, what would it be about?
Ooh. What story would you tell?
That is the question, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you know, we'll have to save that for another deep dive.
Okay.
But, you know, thank you all for joining us on this journey.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hi, this is Dean. Now, the first one of those was basically a bunch of people who were AI generated voice, and I just typed in a load of stuff, and they have provided me with the beginning part of this podcast. The second podcast comes from Notebook LM, which is a Google divined thing. It's extremely interesting in as much as you can put in a lot of different types of stimulation or prompting in different ways in order to get an interesting debate. My debate was based on whether or not AI podcasts work as podcasts, and when they fail, is it interesting? Is it terrible? Is it funny? I can hear pretty funny things in Google Notebook. The noises that she and he makes at the beginning of that 8-minute sequence that they give us back is fascinating. Sort of putting all sorts of noises. And it's much stranger than it was the first time I used it some months ago. So I wonder if that's how it's developed. The other thing is that you can't really predict that much. Even if you're handing them things you would imagine they would definitely use in their way of sort of thinking as humans might do and debating different things, but they don't. They might miss things that we would think were very obvious that you should, of course, talk about. On the other hand, it's done very deftly, and it surprisingly delivers in various places and various times, but not always in the way that you would prefer. For example, if you want to put in something which is the reverse of a positive, that it's lots and lots of other positives just to balance things, then you might want to do that. They might avoid it, or they didn't this time, actually. They managed to include the thing I was talking about, which meant that podcasting might be fantastic, but it might also be prone to economic slumps, for example. And if that happened again, like it did in 2008, then we'd be once again not really in a position to push the podcast further and into newer pockets and into more international markets, for example. So I do have a real interest in how this is going to work. I think that AI is interesting, and I don't think it's necessarily all going to be removing people or doing better than people. In fact, it is unpredictable, and it's quite peculiar what it does. And I think when it gets more predictable, I think it will be interesting, and I will probably not use it so much. And now passing the baton over to my good friend and colleague, Lance. Lance, do you think AI is a sensible thing to have around in podcasting? Is it going to be the death of us, or will it be something that comes along and gives us more options that we have now?